Mutual Insurance. Since 1934, Rural Mutual Insurance has been protecting Wisconsin families, farms, and businesses. Generations of experience, local agents you know, and coverage you can trust. Rural Mutual is Wisconsin only and Wisconsin strong. Standing with our neighbors when it matters most. Visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Well, we are in grilling season, always grilling season around Wisconsin, but our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council have some updates for you, brought to you courtesy of our friends at Equity Livestock Cooperative Sales, supporting the livestock community since 1922. Don't forget, you can find out more about what's happening with the markets, market locations, and of course their history, and the services they provide online, equitycoop.com. Now, always remember, anytime that we talk to the Wisconsin Beef Council, their website full of great ideas as far as recipes. You need some grilling tips, they've got it. All kinds of information about our Wisconsin beef producers, all right there at beeftips.com. That's where you can also find out more about Caitlin Kessler. She is a communications manager for the Wisconsin Beef Council, our guest today. A couple different things that popped to mind. We're going into Father's Day weekend, Caitlin, and of course, everybody is searching for that appropriate gift. I want to start out with one of the smaller items we've got to talk about today, T-shirts. Beef Council comes up with excellent phrases, all kinds of, you know, meaningful ways to thank your dad, especially if he loves beef or is in the beef industry. The T-shirts are back.
They are back. I know we've been getting questions about them in the past. We've had those sales during May Beef Month, but we're pivoting a little bit, but all for a good reason. So July is grilling month. So we're working on our design concept right now, and we're actually going to do a retro throwback. For those of you who may not know, the Beef Checkoff is going to be celebrating its 40th anniversary here in September, which includes the Wisconsin Beef Council. And we have a retro logo with the teal and purple and yellow. So we're bringing back the classic, and we're going to have that logo on a design of the shirt for sale, celebrating 40 years of promoting beef, building demand for beef. And so that's an idea, as you said, Pam, if you need an idea for Father's Day, we don't have them available yet, but I'm a huge fan of making homemade coupons and saying, when this comes out, we're going to make sure that we get one in order for you, because we know they're so fun, especially for our farmers to wear, show their pride for what they're doing for the beef industry, whether they're a beef farmer or a dairy farmer, because we know they're so well interlinked. And we're also doing things a little bit differently this year, not just with the timing of it, but also with how we're raising those funds and what it's going towards. The past couple of years, we've been able to donate ground beef to food pantries through Feeding Wisconsin. And that's been a really fun initiative. But one of our board members came up to us, and he really wanted us to focus on youth. And we had the great idea after chatting with him about working with our boys and girls clubs across the state of Wisconsin. We know that those kiddos, when they're going after school and taking part in those activities, they still need that nutrition to get their bodies going. So we want to provide them with a high protein snack like a beef stick. So we contacted our friends at the Boys and Girls Club, and we spoke with Andy Gussert. He's the state director of the Wisconsin Alliance of Boys and Girls Clubs. And when we first started these conversations internally, we thought, no brainer, we want to hit up those big city areas because they're probably the ones that have the most need. But Andy really corrected that misconception and saying that it's actually a lot of our rural communities that are in need of those donations because they might not have those larger populations or those larger businesses in the area that can afford to help support and promote these organizations to help those kiddos in need. So we're going to be working with Andy to make sure we get those beef sticks in the hands of Boys and Girls Club chapters that need the most as far as those nutritional snacks. And we work very closely with Stone Ridge Meats right here in Wisconsin as well. And they've generously offered to give us a discounted price on those beef sticks just to stretch the effect of the shirt sales.
Now, you mentioned that they won't be available until July. If I want to secure some online sales or learn a little bit more, will this information be at beeftips.com?
Absolutely, Pam. We're going to have the shirt design available as well as information about ways that you guys can sign up for those sales. And if you have questions ahead of time, don't hesitate to reach out. And we've even had a couple of folks that have done so, and we've told them that we'll get them on an email list. So the minute that we have that information, we can blast it out to them. If you're not already signed up for our producer e-newsletter, you can do that on our website as well. And that's where we share out a lot of our information, not just what's happening here with the Wisconsin Beef Council, but even our local county and state producer organizations that are also out there offering events and other activations for our producers.
Caitlin Kessler joining us here on the Midwest Farm Report. It's Checkoff Chat, our Wisconsin Beef Council, always conscientiously spending our beef, which of course includes dairy, Checkoff dollars. And now you're finding out more about some of the summer events going on. BeefTips.com has more. Let's pivot to another one that is not just involving Wisconsin, but a little bit broader, all of our state beef councils. And you have to love this one. Girls Who Grill. And I think half of my audience, or better than half my audience, just pivoted to this story, Caitlin, because being recognized that women have a place at the grill is monumental for some families. Tell me about this Girls Who Grill campaign.
Absolutely, Pam. And you're right. Our women definitely have a place right up at the grill. And you know, we mentioned before Father's Day is coming up. Maybe that can be a gift for dad too, is if you step out and throw those steaks on for him. This was a national effort that a couple of states did last year, and they found a lot of great success for it. So when we were out visiting with our folks at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association through the Federation of State Beef Councils, they gave us the tools and resources that any state beef council could want if they wanted to have this turnkey activation. So it's been really fun to watch and see how different states are putting their own spin and flair on it. I know Kansas was one of the first ones that hosted theirs, and they worked with some folks in their collegiate chapter to be able to get some of those younger grillers out there. I know Ohio was similar to our event in Wisconsin, where they ran into a little bit of rain, but they still made the most of it. Iowa's is coming up shortly. They're incorporating a farm tour into it, but I really want to brag on our event, Pam. It was an amazing opportunity. Despite the rain, we pivoted because of the weather, but we were able to work closely with Pit Boss, and they also incorporated a pit master to come up and really let these women who already have confident cooking skills step up to the challenge, but also gain even more information. So what we did was we invited our social media influencers in Wisconsin. These are folks that have a diverse audience that we at the Wisconsin Beef Council might not be reaching. So if we can tap into them, it's a great way of helping spread that message. We also invited our retailers to come join us. We had two young women from Festival Foods who came out and also participated. And we went to Folksong Farm down by Richfield, Wisconsin. Folks who know the Meyer family know that they have a fantastic venue there that brings the rustic farm feel in with having that beautiful scenery of being out in the country. Pit Boss sent up four different pellet grills that will also work as smokers. And then we had Pit Master Leanne Whippin. She's a 25-year champion barbecue pit master. She was inducted into the 2022 Barbecue Hall of Fame. I don't think there's a piece of meat out there that she can't cook and work really well with. And Leanne really broke down some of the basics of cooking beef. We think a lot when we talk about smoking brisket, which can be a large, intimidating cut. We know that it can be a costly cut for some of our folks out there. And even some of our influencers had shared their concerns or fears about cooking with brisket, but they all walked away with that confidence of being able to do that when they go home, because Leanne broke it down into easily explainable directions. And we even had some literature there for them to take back with them. We also did a tri-tip, which we know has just been growing in a lot of popularity. And what was really fun about the tri-tip is even our social media influencer said, We love it. It's just hard to find. Well, good thing those friends at Festival Foods were there, because they said, if you ask your local grocery store, your local butcher, talk with your folks at the meat counter, and they will accommodate you and getting some of those specialty cuts ordered if it's not something that they typically carry in stock. And then, of course, burgers, because even though it's something basic, we know that ground beef is our highest demand cut of meat that's out there. Burgers are super fun and can be more economical to throw on the grill during summer grilling season. And the best ways to be able to prep those burgers to get the best flavor profile and eating experience. So we've already seen our influencers share some of this knowledge on their social media channels. We're excited to see more of that come out and encourage those audiences. If you're a girl like me, who is intimidated to step up to the grill, to get out there and do so, or if you are a local pit master at home, but you've maybe been intimidated by some of those different cuts like a brisket or a tri-tip, that it can be done, and we have the resources available for you to do so.
Excellent. Are they going to be, do you think that they're going to do that again, Caitlin? Because I'm guessing there are some wannabe pit masters out there that might want to engage in 2027.
You know, Pam, we talked about that, and I personally would like to see it come back. We're going to regroup and share our findings with our board of directors. We have 21 members on our board that really guides what we do with our checkoff dollars, but they've been very supportive before the event happened and after the success of it. I don't see why they would, for any reason, decide not to. And we did ask our gals who were there, would you want to come back and do this again? Would you want to bring a friend with you? Is there someone that we were missing who should make the invite list? And we asked them also, what else do you want to see, or what else do you want to learn? And a lot of them said, we want to get out on a farm. And so that's really encouraging too. A lot of these gals came from the Green Bay or Milwaukee area, and they maybe had a grandparent that farmed or knew of people who farmed, but never had that experience themselves. So to me, it's really encouraging when these gals are not only inspired by the high quality beef cuts that our producers provide, but also by learning their stories and helping share that. So I'm hoping we can incorporate a farm visit into it as well if we continue in 2027.
Excellent story. Caitlin Kessler joining us again, Communications Manager for the Wisconsin Beef Council. You'll find out more about all these stories at beeftips.com. Or, as she said, take a look at some of those social media influencers that have been in Wisconsin for that grilling experience. And you mentioned how people desire that on-farm experience, Caitlin. You definitely are witnessing that with the Wisconsin Beef Council. And you recently had a chance to partner with Wisconsin's Ag in the Classroom, our Alice in Dairyland program, and Poppy Family Farms to try to accommodate that farm visit in a unique way. Explain.
That's right. We really wanted an opportunity for our elementary students out there to have an experience with the beef industry. We love our Beef in the Classroom program for our high schoolers and family consumer sciences, but we want to start reaching those future consumers even younger and get them curious about how their food is raised and grown. And we've been talking about doing virtual farm tours in the past, and I know that Wisconsin Farm Bureau Foundation's Ag in the Classroom program has a lot of great connections. So I reached out to Beth Schaefer and just asked her for some guidance, and she didn't hesitate at all in saying, let's just partner on this together. So we worked together to find our farmer, Rebecca Poppy of Poppy Family Farms. Rebecca was actually in our very first Beef Leadership Institute. So it was really fun to see that full circle effect of someone who has had confidence in those communication skills and willing to share her story of what they do on their farm. And of course, great communicator, our 78th Alice in Dairyland, Sarah Hagenow, served as the host. So it was really a simple activation. We went out, we tested the equipment at the farm, and then we shared a link with our elementary students throughout the state of Wisconsin, because we didn't want to limit this at all to any region or background. Didn't matter if they're homeschool, public school, charter school. Everyone had the opportunity to get involved if they heard about this program. And we did it in May Beef Month. And it was towards the end of the school year when kids are probably getting a little squirrely in the classroom anyway. So a nice opportunity for them to get a break from school, but also have the agricultural literacy introduced into those classrooms. It was just a half hour visit. And we mapped out from cow-calf, because of course in May, Rebecca was still having some spring calving. So she has some fresh calves on the ground to be able to demonstrate up to the finish process. And what was so unique about Rebecca's farm too, is that they also raise dairy heifers for a neighboring dairy farm. So being able to talk about both sides of the beef industry with both our beef and dairy farming families was just phenomenal. And we're still getting feedback with our surveys from teachers. We know it's busy at the end of the school year. They're wrapping up their classrooms and getting all those final grades and papers entered. But right now, our preliminary participation shows we had at least 35 classrooms. A lot of teachers shared their emails with their fellow teachers in their school district. So it's not an exact number, but we're glad they did share. And we know that we had at least 600 students join the live event. It was likely more, but we're going to make this tour available on beeftips.com. We were able to record it. And so if they missed that opportunity, or if there was a student out there who for some reason couldn't make it that day, whether it's a parent, teacher, educator, they'll be able to go to beeftips.com or wiseggclassroom.org and find that farm tour and then be able to talk about that with their students in the coming years.
Outstanding. So many things going on. Thanks to our beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy producers, that involves you as well. Caitlin Kessler, Communications Manager for the Wisconsin Beef Council, bringing it all to you. If there's anything from the t-shirts that are upcoming in July right on through to those professional grilling tips for gals, any of it, take a look at beeftips.com. And like Caitlin said, get signed up for their newsletter. You won't miss a thing. It's all brought to you courtesy of our friends from Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales, supporting the livestock community since 1922. Find more details about all the services that they offer our Wisconsin beef producers and livestock marketers in general at equitycoop.com. Along with Caitlin Kessler from the Wisconsin Beef Council, I'm Pam Yonke.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Since 1934, Rural Mutual Insurance has been protecting Wisconsin families, farms, and businesses. Generations of experience, local agents you know, and coverage you can trust. Rural Mutual is Wisconsin only and Wisconsin strong. Standing with our neighbors when it matters most. Visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.